Hello and welcome to Come Follow Me Today, a brief podcast designed to give us an additional spiritual moment in our otherwise busy lives as we strive to become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to rate, review, and most importantly, share it with someone else who you think might benefit. This year, we're studying the Book of Mormon, following the individual and family study guide published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My name is Caleb Sanford, and thank you for joining us as we accept Christ's invitation to follow him today. In this episode, we're going to close out the week of introductory pages of the Book of Mormon with a look at the testimony of the 3 and 8 witnesses. Okay, so I'll be honest up front. This episode almost didn't happen. As I read and thought about the testimony of these original members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that's recorded in the beginning of the Book of Mormon, about their experience seeing the metal plates that Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon from, I had no idea what I was going to talk about here. That page has never meant very much to me. I didn't read it when I first read the Book of Mormon, which you can hear more about in episode 1 of this podcast. And whenever I have read it, it hasn't really impacted me. I suppose it's interesting from a historical context to read about how a few people got to see and hold the physical plates, and then others were shown a vision of the plates. But this has never been an important part of my faith. But as I think more about it, maybe that's the point. Maybe that's why it's in the Book of Mormon, to show to everyone that it doesn't really matter how many people said they saw the plates. A lot of people said they knew Jesus Christ, many testimonies of which are in the Bible. And billions of people in the world don't believe in Christ or that the Bible is the Word of God. So if you were learning about the Book of Mormon, would you believe that it was the Word of God just because some random people you never knew said it was? It almost seems like these testimonies are there to show to the person who says, "Well, I think maybe Joseph Smith just made the whole thing up. Who's to say he didn't?" Well, great question. We have the witness of 11 other people that saw the plates. Do you believe now? No. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't believe that the Book of Mormon was written by prophets testifying of Christ just because other people say so. In fact, that would go against what the Book of Mormon itself teaches. In the final chapter of the Book of Mormon, spoiler alert, but don't worry, we're going to talk about this again in December, the prophet Moroni tells us, quote, "Behold, I would exhort you that when ye shall read these things, if it be wisdom in God that ye should read them, that ye would remember how merciful the Lord hath been unto the children of men, and ponder it in your hearts. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things." End quote. The whole point of having the Book of Mormon is to have spiritual experiences as you read it. And in that way, by feeling the Spirit of God touch your heart as you read, you'll know that the book comes from God. So I don't care if these 11 people said they saw the plates that Joseph Smith had. I'm a skeptical person. I wouldn't have believed them anyway. But when I hear King Benjamin testify of Christ, saying, quote, "Behold, the time cometh, and is not far distant, that with power the Lord omnipotent who reigneth, who was and is from all eternity to all eternity, shall come down from heaven among the children of men, and shall dwell in a tabernacle of clay, and shall go forth amongst men, working mighty miracles, and he shall cast out devils, or the evil spirits which dwell in the hearts of the children of men. And he shall be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning. And his mother shall be called Mary. And lo, he cometh unto his own, that salvation might come unto the children of men, even through faith on his name." End quote. Or when Alma the prophet teaches us that, quote, "As ye are desirous to come into the fold of God, and to be called his people, and are willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light, yea, and are willing to mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things, and in all places that ye may be in. Now I say unto you, if this be the desire of your hearts, what have you against being baptized in the name of the Lord? As a witness before him that ye have entered into a covenant with him, that ye will serve him and keep his commandments, that he may pour out his Spirit more abundantly upon you." End quote. Or when his son Alma the Younger teaches about faith, Quote, "Now as I said concerning faith, that it was not a perfect knowledge, even so it is with my words. Ye cannot know of their surety at first, unto perfection, any more than faith is a perfect knowledge. But behold, if ye will awake and arouse your faculties, even to an experiment upon my words, and exercise a particle of faith, yea, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, let this desire work in you, even until ye believe in a manner that ye can give place for a portion of my words." End quote. When I hear these prophets in the Book of Mormon, I feel the Spirit in my life, and that's why I believe the Book of Mormon to be another testament of Jesus Christ. And I know that if you can get to the same point as Alma teaches, where you can exercise even a particle of faith, yea, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, if you can get to that point, God will confirm in your heart that what you're reading comes from Him. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to starting the first chapters of the Book of Mormon next week with you as we accept Christ's invitation to come follow Him today.